There was nothing. There was nothing at all, either moving or non-moving. It was dark everywhere. There was no sun. There were no planets, no stars, no moon. There was no day, no night. There was no sound, no touch, no smell. There was no form, no taste. There were no directions. There was only pure reality. There was nothing at all. Not graspable by mind or senses or speech. There were no planets, no stars, no moon. There was no day or night, no sound, no touch, no smell, no form, without change. Only pure reality.
Look at that ocean inside your mind with its array of thoughts and the colors that might be moving through it. You regard it with that inner eye, and you regard that ocean as the natural creative activity of Shakti, of this utterly divine goddess energy, who in her freedom, her absolute freedom, her intrinsic creativity, simply cannot and will not stop moving. She's moving inside your mind. She's moving inside your awareness. She's also moving as the breath. And if you attend very carefully to that mind ocean and to the breath itself, you can begin to settle into the experience of pure movement, pure subtle movement inside the mind, in which the tendency to tell yourself a story about what's happening, the t- tendency to follow the content of a thought can be let go of, and these movements, these vibrations, these energies inside awareness, consciousness, mind, can simply be experienced as a dancing, energetic, endlessly in motion, vibratory energy. And as you let yourself settle into the awareness of it, looking at what's going on in your mind as the dance of the goddess Shakti, you might also be aware that that creation is a creation in ecstasy, in bliss, and that behind any feeling, behind any manifestation, any pain, if you search down to the heart of it, is this blissfulness, this ecstasy of energy expressing itself.
99.